Hello and welcome to the wild wormhole where, much like the car, you never quite know what you're gonna get. I'm your host, D-House, here all by myself on a beautiful Thursday, driving on the way to KeyForge Celebration. That's right, people. Live KeyForge is back and I am so excited. I decided I'm gonna record a quick little Night Zero episode is what we're going to call it. We're not quite there, but I figured we've got enough to talk about on Night Zero that I just want to hit it right now. So we're going to talk a little bit about my expectations, a little bit about what I'm excited for, and get excited because KeyForge is back, people. Here we go. All right, so first up tomorrow, we've got the KeyForge keynote by Christian and the gang, and there's been some talk on Discord and other places, like what are the things that you're hoping to hear in that keynote, and so this is just my opinion. There are lots of opinions on this subject. I'm sure everyone's got a different idea. Personally, for me, a few things I want to hear about. Number one, I want to hear about localized organized play, how they're going to support the local game store, how they're going to support like online clubs. We've seen a willingness that they're doing that already. So I want to hear, like, oh, what does that look like? Because quite honestly, most of my KeyForge playing these days as a dad is actually online. So I think that's very interesting to me. I want to know what that's going to look like. And I, after that, I want to know what is their plan for competitive play in 2023. They said their schedule would be modest as far as what they are doing, but like, I want to know, like, are vault tours coming back? Or, you know, do we have regional championships, prime championships? What kind of conventions are they going to be at? Are they going to be at Gen Con? Are they going to be at PAX? I think PAX is usually PAX Unplugged is in December, but or one of the PAX events, I don't know. But I want to know which conventions they're going to go to and be a part of. Adepticon. I would love it for them to be at Adepticon again, because I've got family in Chicago, so that'd be very easy for me to go to. But I want to hear about that, because those kind of like travel events, those destination KeyForge events, get me really excited. And I've got some friends who I know would excite them too. And so that's what I want to hear. Probably after that, I would love to hear about just the KeyForge app, not a gameplay app, but like the migration of the Master Vault into Ghost Galaxy's hands. I mean, obviously, we're getting these new decks. Like, are we going to be able to scan them in? How are they transferring that data? They've been pretty quiet on that recently since the acquisition. So I'm very curious to hear if they've been able to create something and what that looks like. Obviously, we know the FFG beta app had like very limited use, and even just not being able to track enhancements, which Christian Peterson has said publicly they'll be able to do now in the future, and they'll track that data. I think that would be really cool. And beyond that, I think all of the rest of it's just going to be icing on the cake. Like, I don't need to know when Grim Reminders, the next set's going to come out. I don't need to know any of that stuff. I mean, obviously, we'd love to hear, like, where the Pledge Manager's coming out, so, like, when the GameFound campaign stuff is actually going to be sent out. But I don't know. I don't need that. I'm sure some people need that, especially if you're sitting at home. So those are my hopes and dreams for the keynote. Yeah, that's it. All right, so after the keynote, obviously the sealed tournaments are going to be launching, and I am signed up for the Sealed Alliance. I mean, quite frankly, two decks sounds better than one. And I think it's a nice format for sealed specifically too. So I'm excited to open decks. By the way, as soon as I get my decks in my goodie bag, I will be opening the Winds of Exchange decks on camera and posting to the Wild Wormhole YouTube channel. So if you're listening to this, you haven't checked those out, be sure to head that direction once it's live. But I I am very excited for what's coming in Alliance Sealed. I specifically want to highlight, I am very excited for Mars. Like, I desperately want Equidon and Mars. Equidon's getting a lot of the main attention, but man, Mars is like a very close second for me. Like, Equidon seems the most powerful, but Mars has my heart. So I never thought I'd be like a Mars main, but here we are. So I want Mars. I want a Mars token. I said specifically on on our podcast that I think, it used to be scientist, now it's researcher. Researcher sounds like a great token. It's a one power token, has Omni, reveal a Mars card from your hand and archive it. I just love that kind of efficiency. And we got some Mars spoilers that look absolutely fantastic. Let's see, let's highlight a couple of them. The Irenix Vatminder is a common 3-power, 1-armor Mars creature that just says play/destroyed, make a token creature. That's super valuable. I like that. Kaboom. Oh, gosh, I love Kaboom. And I will either say, and boom goes the dynamite when I play it, or I'll be quoting Parks and Rec, but teach a man to kaboom, 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 kaboom. Extra gold stars for those of you who catch that reference. But Kaboom says, put each Mars creature into its owner's archives, destroy each creature, gain 3 chains. So in Sealed, this might not be as good because a lot of people are probably going to look to play Mars. It seems to be a popular house right now. I think this is so powerful for a couple reasons. If you have a Mars token that you put as a or you put your cards as a Mars token, you can put this in your archive. So if you have a card you really want, you're able to get it back as its normal card. But again, just a normal board wipe like that, oh gosh, that's going to be very strong and sealed. And then last but not least, Scoop Up gives you an Amber Pip. It's an action. It says play, put a friendly non-Mars creature and an enemy non-Mars creature into your archives. If that enemy creature would leave your archives, return to its owner's hand instead. Again, I'm always looking for ways that your token creatures can turn back into their regular cards, and this is just one of those silly little ways you might be able to pull that off. But last but not least, Mix the Tall-Minded. This guy is amazing. This common 5-power, which is not insignificant. 5-power is very, very strong. But says your opponent's keys cost +1 for each friendly Mars creature in play. So that you get drop this guy, keys cost 7. You've got one other guy, all of a sudden they cost 8. I think you're going to get some sneaky taxation on some early keys, and potentially some, like, you know, tough end game stuff. If you can protect this guy somehow, maybe you've got that the cultist token that can ward him, so that you're just like causing your opponent to try to get lots of amber to get past this. But oh gosh, I hope my Winds of Exchange decks do have Mars in it. I think there's some interesting play lines in there, and so I'm very excited to play. I, you know, obviously would love to do well and end up in the top cut for the sealed, because I don't think I have any chance in Archon on Saturday, but I'm not banking on that. Honestly, Celebration is exactly that for me. It's a celebration of all the new stuff and in real life play coming back. So hope to do well, but just excited to play some games and hopefully put some on camera and put on the YouTube channel and all that stuff too. So that's what I'm looking forward to specifically tomorrow. Well, hey, and last and definitely not least for tomorrow, I'm just really excited to see all the KeyForge community in person after all these years of not having live play. Outside of a few special events, I'm just so excited to see everybody and play some games and make some memories and share a few laughs. I can't wait to hear everybody opening their decks and be like, wait, what does that do? As we look at some rares that that pop out. I'm excited to enjoy some good grilled cheese at the Game Center. Went to a lot of FFG World Championships at this place, and I can confirm the food is solid. And and Unchained. We didn't even talk about Unchained. I'm excited to open some Unchained and see what kind of crazy stuff we do. I actually am doing my ABR match. ABR is a great league with Ancient Bear Republic. If you haven't tried it out, it's a great team league. And they did a cool thing with the sealed week where if you're actually at Keyforge Celebration, they tried to pair you up with someone else who's going to be there so you can do your sealed game live. And so I'm playing this, and we're going to play some Unchained, which is just, for sealed, sounds wacky. I mean, it's like you literally can't predict anything, which is exactly the kind of chaos that I'm looking forward to. So, that's what I'm looking forward to. And I'm going to be making daily podcasts and maybe more than one per day. I honestly don't know. I'm going to do some game logs. I'm going to do some interviews. Just want to produce a ton of content for people to enjoy going into this weekend. So, that'll do it for me, guys. Signing off. Wish me luck. And hope all your wormholes are legacies and mavericks in your Unchained decks. And we'll see you in the next one, guys. Bye.